kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the completely befuddled Old Man Wade, because motherfuckers don't read the docket. And I'm still my co-host, the superior, Super Wagabi.
Hi, motherfucker.
How you get a fucking docket?
You never get a docket. They don't send it to you because you don't read it. And that was my lovely life, with her normal enthusiasm as always. And to the superior's right, his lovely life, Shay Nice. Know what up, son?
We'll do that at the end.
Oh, shit, I opened it anyway. All right. Fuck. And you ready for this?
We got mad beers open right now.
Yeah, baby. All right. How's everyone doing today?
I'm sleepy, but I'm good.
Super Bowl, how you doing?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm trying to find this docket real quick, because I'm trying not to be motherfuckers. Is it too late? Is it too late?
I don't know why you're bothering. What's the point?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't want to be motherfuckers.
It's too late.
Oh, man.
I'm good, bro. It's freezing outside.
So you guys want to start with topics, or you want to start with old man ranting?
Let's
rant.
I guess that's what we're doing.
Yeah. All right. So before we start, how are you doing today, old man?
I'm living my best life.
You living your best life?
No, not really. I'm happy. Okay. I'm happy though. Everything's good, man. I'm actually groovy, man.
How about you, Valkyrie?
She's just giving everyone an evil eye because I forgot to clean.
Except for me, because her skin looks beautiful.
She's hangry.
She's hangry.
Oh, yeah. 3 a.m. Mark. What time is it right now?
8:50 East Coast time.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I need to tell you. Right
what is going on right now?
Her face looks amazing.
The superior Shay Nice
is
making a statement about how radiant your wife looks like.
She always looks radiant, but I say that to her. She don't fucking believe me.
No. So why don't you be a man and go out in the wilderness and hunt down an oxen so she can eat?
An oxen?
An oxen.
No. I'll fight a boar.
Bacon.
Yeah.
No comment.
I'll fight a boar. Look at the Boomer Chronicles. This is so this was even more fun because I did some of these when I was drinking.
Oh God.
All right. First off, no one, absolutely no one, asked for a movie on the Atlanta bombing. Someone need to tell Clint Eastwood to stop.
Boomers definitely asked for that.
Fuck him.
He is the boomer.
Yeah, actually, yeah, he's like the
This is the boomer.
No, but like what really happened is that we had all those like marathon movies, and now they're like, oh, so we can make movies about all that. Let's do this. Let's try to make a dollar off of fucking the next like big thing.
Do you really want to know why he made this movie?
Why?
All right. So,
is there a legitimate reason for this?
For him. So he's like super like right wing, like let's go Trump, fake news, blah, 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 blah. And the marathon bombing, especially the subject, the guy that was blamed for it initially, is like the poster child of fake news. So they blamed him and they ended up getting it wrong. So this, I'm assuming, is like a commentary on don't believe what the news tells you because it's all fake. Trump 2020.
But the funny thing about that is, if that's the case, then why should we believe a movie which is probably even more fake than the news is? Like,
it's not for us. It's for the boomers that watch Fox News every day.
But it doesn't make any... I get what you're saying, and I understand that what you're saying it makes
Listen, boomer.
I'm going to the next one.
None of this will ever make sense.
Super Woke.
Yes.
How long until cocaine is legal?
Shit.
I think drugs should be legal.
That was actually next on the docket.
If you want to fucking kill yourself, go ahead. But, like, why? You're growing up.
Or if you want to party.
No, but I'm saying, like, I don't mean it in that way. Like, I'm saying, like, if you're going to shoot up heroin, that's your business. Like, whatever. Like, you know the consequences before you go into it. Don't fucking do it.
Do they know the consequences? I mean,
yes.
I mean, they're very aware of the consequences.
You're very aware. The drug epidemic is huge. Yeah. You're very aware before you start. Anybody who starts doing drugs right now, doing heroin,
didn't do it right.
They know.
So I think there's different levels. Like, I would never do coke, but I do know
that.
Yeah,
that's on my list of things I won't do.
Out of all the drugs that you could possibly do, coke isn't necessarily the most extreme. So,
do you know why coke's not the most extreme?
I mean, it's literally a plant, right? Like, they turn into a powder. I mean, I don't know. Like, as they're naked in the factory?
It is just as extreme. It's just not seen that way because it's a designer fucking drug.
Well,
it's because poor people couldn't afford that shit. That's why it's not looked at the same way as crack or heroin. But cocaine's not any better.
Heroin's a little, you know. Heroin's kind of... Heroin.
I mean, yes.
You know. They're not injecting coke into their veins. You know what I mean?
I mean,
yeah. Unless they're really extreme. But, I don't know. I would say my best guess, as soon as Trump starts doing it.
Starts?
Apparently he's a straight edger. He doesn't drink.
Yeah, okay.
Yo, imagine if he was on coke, though.
Because he's high off of life.
Yeah.
I'm trying to...
How are you going?
All right, so there's a... Do you guys know about people who smoke... you can smoke a scorpion?
Like the insect?
Yes.
Or the arachnid?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is?
I'm trying to find the harvest of scorpion's venom. The dead insect is first dried, mm-hmm. and then ground into powder. The powder carcass can be mixed with tobacco and hanish or smoked in a standalone drug. Use of this narcotic report experiencing powerful hallucinogenic effects that last several hours.
I do that shit.
No, but apparently, like, when you do that, it's, like, hours. It's, like, 10 minutes of, like, the worst pain you'll ever have in your life.
What?
Right.
When you smoke scorpion, like, venom.
But, like, why would you do that?
Because, like, apparently the high is, like, incredible.
Yeah, no.
I'm down.
No. There's limitations.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
When a celebrity gets their degree and says, it's never too late, while I agree, you're a millionaire and can afford to dedicate your entire time to school. I'm working two jobs, cooking, cleaning, being a good husband sometimes, and friend, and can't afford to stop. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, can I just go back to the scorpion thing real quick?
Yes.
So, when
your brain hurts on that,
don't you? Decided to be like, hey, you know, you want to try something?
Hey, kids.
Someone who probably got...
Try some scorpion?
The same type of asshole that licked the frog for the first time. Am I?
Yeah, there's that.
I just figured people were hungry if that...
Chewed the cocoa.
That might have been it. They might have just been hungry and was like... They was just like, fuck it, let me eat a scorpion.
I meant to lick the frog.
Oh.
Well, the scorpion part, exactly. Like, that would scare me.
I mean, if you're hungry enough.
I'm going to be honest with you. It sounds like an urban legend.
What, people smoking scorpion?
Yeah, because I can't
like,
see...
What do they do? Like,
yeah.
Grind it up?
And how do they know
I can't see a scorpion having some type of hallucinogenic...
Definitely eat them, like, out of, like...
I mean, I know they eat, like, tarantulas and all the other stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
like,
eat them, but they don't get high off of them.
Right, so, like...
They usually take off the sack. Like, you take off the poison sack.
True.
Yeah, but it's a different type of toxin, right? It's a different type of... It's a venom. It's not a toxin. It's a venom.
Yeah.
Venoms don't normally give you,
like... Tom Hardy?
They wouldn't make you...
Ah!
I mean, it wouldn't make you high, but it definitely would make you, like...
Would you
like,
trip?
Like, euphoric, I guess? Not really.
I don't know.
It would make you feel fucked. I don't think it would feel... I don't see how it would feel good.
Like...
I don't feel how it would feel good.
Hallucinogenic frogs are actually toxins, not venoms that come out, right?
But then that's why you have that hallucinogenic...
Exactly, but a scorpion is venom.
Right, like, I feel like you just gonna die.
Yeah, you just die. I don't think you get high.
That's why it's painful. Like, I guess maybe...
Do they mean die?
Maybe you smoke it and it kills something because it's fire. I don't know how that shit works.
Yo, I'm buying a scorpion and we're gonna try this shit out.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Let's do it.
Nope.
Peer pressure.
Maybe it's 10 minutes of pain and the other rest is euphoric because you died after 10 minutes.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Right?
Yeah, as you release your bowels.
Right, you've already died.
And you're released from this mortal coil.
What better?
And you meet your forefathers, your ancestors.
You never have to come back to this shit.
Mm.
See? That's the fine print I didn't tell you.
Well, that got dark.
Well, it's funny because the next one's actually pretty light. Awesome. It warms my heart when friends reconnect.
Fuck friends.
Fuck reconnect.
I only fuck my wife, but she's a friend too, so I guess that works. Randy Orton dropped the N-bomb, nothing happened. Another wrestler says it, and nothing happened. Hogan said it, and he's inducted into the Hall of Fame again.
So, wrestling's racist.
Yes. Glory holes seem way too dangerous to try.
Really?
I agree.
Isn't that part of the fun?
No, no, no. I'm not talking about...
Like, I'll stick my dick in this hole. It might come back. It might come back. Yeah, it might not.
No.
But, like, a glory hole is, like, in a man's bathroom. So, like...
Not always.
That's what the glory hole was. That was the whole purpose of the glory hole.
But it might be...
Once you stick your dick in the stall...
But it could be... But it could be a woman...
You get a pair of mustached lips.
But it could be a woman just sucking a dick for the love of the game. Just like a guy...
Just hanging out waiting to suck a dick in the...
Just like the same reason a man would do it. Just suck the dick for the love of the game. I don't know, man. Look, man. I'm not sucking a dick. I'm not actually putting my dick in a glory hole either.
Today.
This week. It's Christmas.
It sure is. New Year.
Titty fucking is fun. Not pleasurable, but fun.
Is that what it is?
Titty fucking.
Titty fucking.
Oh.
I feel like it's just something you do in between.
Just to do it. Right?
Just so you did it.
You just did it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like feeling really freaky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You do it.
End up doing some shit.
It doesn't really do anything.
Not really.
No.
Not really.
No, at least
Yeah.
To get like an iceberg view of it? I don't understand.
I'm sick of the people who say, this person makes more money and this person does this. Miss me with that shit. Men and women are just looking for someone to be on their side. Shut the fuck up and live your life.
Can like, you explain that?
When someone goes, when you have those stupid things like, oh, this woman or this man makes more money, and so they did this for their spouse, and they do this. So, is this okay for this person to do that, and the other person to do this?
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, so... it was one of... Okay.
Explain it to me like I'm a toddler.
There was a Facebook status,
mm-hmm.
and someone said, woman makes $400,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Guy works at a retail store, he's a manager.
Mm-hmm.
They get married. Woman buys her now husband a car.
Okay.
They're not splitting the bills down the middle, but a guy does X to keep his half of the deal. Is that okay?
What's his half of the deal?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's just saying...
No, but that's what I'm saying. Why does that matter? I don't understand.
That's my point. Why does it matter if everyone's happy?
Because people are still stuck in that 1950s era way of thinking where...
And that is my point.
A woman can't make money and support herself.
Is somebody
and
thinking about that?
They have to have...
Yeah, it's on all those stupid, like, fucking
you know what kind
relationship
of people,
fucking
things. Yeah, but
things,
what kind
right?
of people post that?
And what are they saying?
And who... And, okay, boomer. It's like old fucking people. It's older people.
No, it's not. It's
are people around our age, like 20-year-olds?
Yeah.
I do not hear younger kids talk like that.
Are you kidding me? That is a big thing. Huh?
Do they own a dishwasher?
No.
It's not a big thing anymore, though.
Oh, no. Yes, it is. It's a huge thing.
It's a big thing for our generation.
But I don't... Who's
expecting? When a woman makes more money,
it's a huge thing for our generation.
That's my point.
It's becoming... But I'm saying the younger generations, it's becoming... null and void. Like people
yes, and I agree with you. And my point is, it's stupid. We're saying the same thing. We both agree that it's stupid.
Yeah.
And I commented saying, I've made more than my wife. My wife's made more than me. It's never, we've never thrown it in each other's faces.
Yeah, but people like that, that's why they're petty and unhappy.
Right? So are the people in the relationship?
Yeah, right? Are they married? Do they have...
Usually not married.
Wait, but hold on a second. I'm confused.
What part?
So are the people... in that current relationship, the ones like is a woman making
more
money?
No, it was a fictional or a made up situation.
Okay,
and someone was like, "So what do you think about that?" Uh-huh. Like, you know what I mean? And it was just like, "Who cares? If both parties are happy, why does it matter?" You know what I mean?
So it's a hypothetical.
Yes.
And well, because it's a realization now, right? Like a good portion of
women make
more
money.
Money now.
Like,
and their spouses.
And
what's going on with society?
Well, because, like, just different careers, like, that were considered women's careers, like,
mm-hmm.
changed, took off, developed. Like, nursing, you started making more money. You started doing whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, now women are going to college, like, getting degrees.
They're letting women into college now?
Right?
Shit, Jesus. Do you know they can
Jesus
vote?
Jesus Christ. They can vote?
But, like...
Next thing you tell me, they can leave the house.
They can drive on themselves. Yeah.
With shoes.
With shoes?
With shoes!
Shit! Oh my god. The ghost of Ronald Reagan's rolling around right now.
But like, people who post stuff like that are people who have an old way of thinking. And most people who post like stuff like that are people that are unhappy or single.
Or maybe they're just posting a question because they want attention. And they really don't care about this.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's most Facebook.
True.
I mean, I don't pay attention.
It's funny. I've gotten to the point that I've decided that like, I'll post goofy stuff on my regular page, but in terms of like anything thought-provoking or have feelings on, I'm going to say it for you. Fuck y'all. If you want to know how I feel about something, listen to the podcast. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah. Fuck those individual people.
Yeah. People forget what Kaepernick was kneeling for. It's annoying and hilarious all at once.
To get white people angry.
Specifically.
To get a Nike contract.
Yeah, that's all. That's what it was for. It had nothing to do with kneeling, you know, and for, like, you know, black people getting killed by the cops. So people have forgotten about that, and it fucking annoys me.
It wasn't just an excuse to wear a friggin' afro?
I'm so confused right now.
I think that's the case on both sides, though. I agree. I feel like both sides of this argument are forgetting what it was. Or even the fact that it didn't even start off with him kneeling, right? At first, it was him just sitting down.
Yes.
And not acknowledging the national anthem. And then he started kneeling once he had a conversation with an actual
Marine.
War veteran.
Thank you.
Who told him that, you know, I know you... Like, he asked him if he respected the troops. Colin Kaepernick respects the troops. He didn't want to disrespect anybody's sacrifice for this country. And so the veteran told him, the best thing you can do to protest, because we fought for your right to protest, is to take a knee, because you're protesting, or trying to bring attention to the violence committed against black and brown people.
But kneeling is always showing respect.
Exactly. To the people that sacrifice themselves with the flag. So you know, people, you know, like usual, don't give a fuck about facts, and so
yeah, which is ridiculous. And lastly. Yes, I get the irony of me complaining about other people doing things. I've said this once and I'll say it a million more times. I'm happy in my hypocrisy. And that, has been the Boomer Report.
You should be sad in your hypocrisy. You should be sad.
Where do you want me to start?
You should be sad in your hypocrisy.
No, I'm happy in my hypocrisy. I love who I am. I'm happy and I understand that I'm the person that I am. And the fact that, like, I understand who I am just... Why should I give a fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's who I am. Like, you know what I mean? I think we're all hypocrites in some way, shape, or form. But and I think the people who don't acknowledge it are the real hypocrites. Meta.
I don't even know what you're
saying. Mindfuck.
Alright, we'll be right back with the rest of you Old Man Wade Show.
Woo!
This is a Main Hustle Media Podcast. Hey y'all, this is Charmaine, aka Mixed Girl Maine, host of Militantly Mixed, the podcast about race and identity from the mixed race perspective. If you are of mixed race or multi-ethnic heritage, this show is here to represent for you. And if you're a monoracial person that is just curious about what us mixed folks go through, this show is for you too. You can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, or most any other podcast platform. Militantly Mixed is a Maine Hustle Media podcast, and don't forget to be your mixed ass self. Main Hustle Media. Turn your side hustle into your main hustle.
And welcome back to the Old Man Wade Show. Don't forget, oldmanwade.com.
Oldmanwade.com.
And don't forget, blackrabbit.com.
Blackrabbit.com.
BLAQUERABBIT. We're back with the Old Man Wade Show, which is what you're listening to right this second. So, Valkyrie. You didn't say anything. How do you feel about Lizzo?
I like her. I like what she represents. I like that she has a very I don't give a fuck attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I like that she is very unapologetic. I like the fact that she is not boasting about, like, so there's a difference. So, like, she's not saying. So, like, people are like, oh, you're so confident for a fat chick. She's like, no, I'm confident for me. I'm confident in general. Like, I'm a beautiful woman. What are you talking about?
Yes.
They're like, I like that about her. That she's just like, what, like.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm a.
Why?
is that a Lizzo song?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But, what I was going to say to you before is that, I don't know if you saw it, but recently she had worn a t-shirt dress to a
Lakers game. Yes. So
and everybody lost their shit.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly what I was going to bring up. So she wore this. She wore a t-shirt, cut the ass out. Mm-hmm. She had a thong on, walked to the Lakers game. Someone filmed it. She put it on Instagram. It went viral.
Yeah.
Right? So I saw it. And originally I was like, what the fuck? That was my immediate reaction. But the more I thought about it, I'm like, if this was Lady Gaga, Rihanna, or any other woman, no one would even give a shit. They would just be like, yeah, and just kind of go on with it. Mm-hmm. And it was funny. Someone said, I can't believe Lizzo wore that to a Lakers game. What about all the kids who are watching? She's dressed half naked. And then someone posted all the pictures of the Lakers girls and all the stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, that is the best response to it ever. Now, I don't really like Lizzo's music, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
But you know what I do? I fucks with Lizzo.
Yeah.
I like her. Yeah. I like her personality. I follow her on Instagram. She's kind of funny. I kind of fucks with Lizzo. I just don't really like her music. She's one of those people that I want to see succeed, even though I don't necessarily like their music. You know what I mean?
I feel that. I don't know. I posted something about that last night.
Yeah, you had the greatest comment for that ever. The Rick and Morty thing?
Yeah, because honestly, I've been... I don't really... I actually take my time to comment on, current phenomena or whatever, because I feel like everybody has a hot take, and it's usually based off of just them wanting to be the first person to talk about it on Facebook.
Yes.
And that's what it feels like. A lot of people just riding the whole, bandwagon. Like, oh, this is... I don't even know. I don't understand the beef, to be honest with you, at all. Like, I don't understand what the problem is. And at the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter what these people think, because she's a multi-million, I don't know, how do they record success for music nowadays? Like, multi-billion streams or some shit like that?
Who knows? And that's another thing. Like, right? Who knows exactly what a stream is or what she's getting?
She just got Time Artist of the Year. Yes. Or Entertainer of the Year. So she's living her best life. And if she wants to walk around with a friggin' thong...
Who gives a shit?
Our opinions don't fucking matter. I'm sorry.
So, I was reading an article about it, and, people saying, if she was, a skinny pop star, whatever, nobody would have talked shit. But because she's a big black woman and she's proud of who she is, it's a problem.
Yeah, I've been seeing people justify their anger by posting something that Rihanna wore that was somewhat similar to a game and saying... I'll be angry about this too.
No,
you. So why is this the first time I'm seeing you guys post this fucking picture?
Anything about
shut
it
the fuck up.
Bitches have been going half naked to Lakers. Her friend that's sitting next to her is wearing poom poom shorts, a fucking bandeau top. I'm worried about her ass cheeks some fishnets.
A lot of people outside of the men who I think that are commenting on this. It seems a little misogynistic coming from the men.
A little misogynistic?
A lot of misogynistic, right? But then what's equally or even more disappointing is that I see a lot of
women,
plus size women
talking shit
about her. And to me, it smells like self-hate.
I was about to say, it is that extreme jealousy that they don't have that confidence.
Yeah, they look in the mirror and they don't like what they see. But when Lizzo might look in the mirror and not like what she sees, but at the same time, she's flaunting herself, right? She's showing that big girls can be beautiful. That even if that's not the message, it's saying that anybody can be confident, right?
So I was just gonna say, I was gonna bring up a point. So when I was in high school, I was friends with a girl who was a big girl. She's a big girl. Mm-hmm. I was a lot smaller than her. Mm-hmm. We went to the beach one day. She wore a bikini. Mm-hmm. I was wearing a full piece with shorts over it because I was uncomfortable. But she just didn't give a fuck. And I loved that about her. I just thought it was so amazing. And I wanted so badly to be able to be like that. She was so confident with herself. She just didn't care. Yeah. But it was funny because she attracted a lot of men.
Damn right.
Because she was so confident. Mm-hmm. And so it just poured out of her. Mm-hmm. But it'd be women, you said, other women who were hating on her, or other big women that were hating on her, and it's you're just mad because you don't have this confidence. You're mad because you can't pull this off.
See, that's the line, right?
I'm jealous. I'm not mad. I'm not hating. I wish I had that much.
But you've been talking about for a while about how much you love, before I even knew who she was, you told me that you really appreciated everything that she did and who she was and what she represented. And I remember the first time I heard her, I remember we were in the car, and I'm like, I don't really understand her music. And you put it, and I've said it here, it's like, you just don't, the music she's making isn't for you. And then Lavelle said the same thing. He was like, I rock, he said the same thing. Like, yo, look at her Instagram. You'll appreciate the thing that she does. And I follow her on Instagram. I, like, seen some of her tweets. I'm like, nah, I rock with that. And, like, the, to the point both you and Javi made about, like, not having the confidence to do that. And, like, certain people will hate. Like, you know what I mean? And it, like, and it becomes, I don't think hating is a bad thing, but I think when envy becomes a thing, that's where there's the problem. Yeah. I think a lot of people are envious that they don't have the confidence to do the things she does.
And I think a lot of that envy might be unconscious.
It's
they don't even know that
they're projecting their own insecurity.
Exactly. And that's where sexiness comes from.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if that's not a PC term. I don't give a shit. But anyway, sexiness comes from confidence. Like,
yes.
Like, that's just what it is. And if you don't have that confidence, then you'll never be sexy.
But it's one of those things, it's like a lot of women always say, like, confidence is sexy. And some women don't realize that confidence, when a man sees a woman sexy, they find that sexy as well. And so, like, but even, I don't know, I think you said, or one of you said that she may not even really be that confident.
Yeah.
But, like, her projecting that type of confidence and that self-assuredness, it had to have helped somebody.
There's some girl with her body, right, who might have felt, and it's not because she's big, because like you say, I know a lot of skinny people that are self-conscious.
Like, yeah,
right?
Bulimia is a huge thing.
Exactly. But in this regard, there's probably some girl who never felt confident, right, with her body, never wore, like, a two-piece or whatever, because she felt like, oh, I have stretch marks, I might have whatever, and they saw her, like, oh, you know what, I can do that.
If she can't do it, why can't I?
Like, it's true, though. So, like, when we were younger, like, being thin was, like, the thing. Like, yeah. So, like, if you were bigger, like, it just wasn't, like, I wasn't by any means, like, super huge or anything. But, like, when I was younger, like, I literally wouldn't wear a bathing suit. I missed out on so many things. And it wasn't until I got into adulthood and I was like, why the fuck do I care?
Yeah. I'm about to cut the ass out of everything I wear.
Like... I was just like, I don't give a fuck. If people don't want to see me in my bathing suit,
then don't fucking look.
But it took me a long time to get to that point and be comfortable with my body. It's funny because, like, even so, I'll even use like your people, like your family, your whatever, right? There's larger women. They all have that, like, I don't know, like, they carry themselves with this confidence.
They're inspirated. Like, they're really inspirated.
They don't. But even like it. Like, I love it. I wish I had that when I was younger. I'm just saying, I wish I grew up thinking that.
But not even just
like,
the women.
Thinking that was okay. Like, to be able to accept my body and be okay with, like, wearing what I wanted to wear, doing what I wanted to do, and not letting, like, how I perceive myself stop me from doing it.
But even just that, like, you even take, like, the men, like, you know what I mean? Like, Fredo. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm envious at the way he, like, projects himself and stuff like that. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. Like, you know what I mean? And I can honestly say that I'm kind of envious. But even like you, say a lot of things that I wish I could do, and you're a little more confident. And even if it's just a facade, I wish that I could be that way when I'm like talking to people. Like when I'm here, it's a little different because like I can have conversations and I'm in a safe space and things like that, and I can just project and be happy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But like when I'm talking to like other people, I kind of like, I dig back into my shell. But I look at you, I look at my wife, and you're not really a social media person, Jay Nice. Wow. But like, I look at you guys just don't really give a fuck. Sure. And I admire the shit out of that because I can't do that. Like, you know what I mean? So like, it's admirable to see the thing, to see her do the thing that she does. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? And it's funny that there was an original report that said she was banned from the Staples Center. But she really wasn't.
Like, the Lakers girls are wearing less clothes than she is when they're worried about her ass.
Exactly.
You know? It just blew my mind. Really, people are that upset about her ass being out?
The
like,
one thing
I don't
so,
get it.
The like, one thing someone said that I thought was funny was, there was like, she's like, her cheeks must be really hot in those fucking leather seats.
Like, yeah, your ass is probably sweating. Like, I feel you. Like, your underwear must be wet, girl.
Yeah, but no, those are expensive seats. So that's
probably
premium leather.
That's some succulent leather.
Wick absorbing leather. Yeah.
They moisturize that shit before every game. She was good.
Was she really crying?
Who?
Lizzo about the response.
I don't think so.
She might have.
I can imagine that she cried.
No, people
attack. I feel like she would tell people to fuck off. Like, she just has that kind of attitude. She doesn't care.
And even if she doesn't, yo, like, who gives, yo.
So before she became wicked popular, my cousin actually is the one that, like, put me on to her. She was like, hey, you have to listen to the song. This fucking woman is, like, amazing. She's like, you're gonna love her.
You gotta listen to Lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, you gotta listen to her. And she sent me the video. She was like, isn't this shit great? It was like, I can't think of the name of the song right now.
It's not important. It's one of the many songs she has.
But it was, I was like, I love her instantly. Like, I just loved her. Mm.
She's alright.
I saw her perform for something. I remember what it was, and some TV show that I remember what it was.
Is she a good performer?
I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, no, she's like fun.
She can move.
Yeah,
and not she's even like she really can move for a big girl. She can move.
Yeah,
man, a lot of big girls.
She was
move,
flowing.
Yeah, they can.
We come from a place where big girls move.
Sure do.
But I also think that, well, you guys bring up a really good point. I think that's another thing. It's like, it may be a cultural thing where we understand that, like, being big doesn't necessarily mean that you're not attractive or you can't do certain things. Like, you know what I mean? As opposed to and I hate to say it, a more wider thought process, maybe like, oh, well, she can't do the things she do or she can't be attractive because she's big. Mm. But I've worked around a lot of white men in business areas, and I see the way they look at thicker black women or thicker women in general. Mm. They may act like they want the stick figure size 4 Barbie woman, but like I see when there's a size 6 in one space and a size 12 in another space, I see that they're looking more at the size 12 than they are the fucking size 6.
It's just more wonderful to look at, right?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? But again, like, at the end of the day, if you're healthy, then why does it fucking matter, man? Like, it's just, it's weird.
At the
weird.
End of the day, people just like to hear their voices, that's all.
Yeah.
People just like to complain.
Yeah, and this is coming from a person, me, I love to complain about shit. Mm-hmm. I do love to complain about stuff. But sometimes I'm just kind of like, it's not that serious.
Yo, people beg for attention on social media. That's what a lot of this comes
from. That's on social media.
It's crazy.
Because I didn't really see what the whole point was, and so every time I saw something, I just kind of kept on scrolling up. It wasn't really a big deal to me.
Because it's really not that serious on any conceivable level.
Mm-hmm. So let's beg for more attention on this podcast.
Yeah, fuck that. Pay me.
Well, y'all need to wear some thongs and shit.
All
right.
So,
right? Wear your assless chap. Right.
Yo, don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. Because I'll show up in a Speedo and Xavier show up in some assless chaps.
Yeah, all day.
Come on. No, none of it. I'm just
waiting. Yo, wait till the old man wave show goes on video.
I can't take it.
It's going to be a bunch of grown-ass man twerking in thongs.
Oh, I'll definitely buy y'all a pole.
All day.
Every day.
All right, old man.
So next up, we got, you guys know about the issue with Michael Vick. He had a dogfighting ring, apparently.
10,000 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's back again?
Yes. Jesus. So he went to jail, didn't he? He went to jail.
Yeah.
He went to jail longer than most men do for rape.
Well,
it's dogs. It's very important.
Thank you for bringing that up, Maria. Thank you for bringing that up. I want to save that thought for later.
3 months in prison for rape, 10 years for fighting dogs.
So,
what was she wearing?
Oh my God. Okay.
An assless t-shirt.
Assless t-shirts.
Yo,
what was the dog wearing?
Thank you for cleaning it up because I was trying to figure out how I could put what was that dog wearing as a title. But my thing about it is, so he's a team captain for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And now there's a petition going out. Now, this is his second year doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was a petition last year, but there's a petition this year for Michael Vick not to be the captain for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Because
he fought dogs 10,000 years
ago. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't, correct me
if
I'm
wrong. He didn't just fight dogs.
Wasn't it his cousin that did it?
Yes. Yeah, it was on his property.
It was on his property. He funded it. He was part of it.
He was part of it, yeah. There's no way he wasn't.
But it wasn't just fighting dogs. Like,
I don't know.
Like, back in the day, like, Boston had a pretty, well, in the hood, there was a pretty relatively large dog fighting culture, right? People had a lot of Rotties and pit bulls. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, I remember the way they treated these dogs, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen
and, like, I have a pet dog, right? And to be honest with you, I'm not a fan of Michael Vick to this day because of that.
Oh, no.
Right?
That's fine.
So I just want to just
mm-hmm.
put that out in the air.
No one's yeah. looking at him as no one in this room is looking at him like he's a pillar of like a good person. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, why all of a sudden now is it like a thing?
Okay. Did you explain what's happening with him now? Why he's back in the limelight?
Yeah, because it was because he was
coaching. He's a coach in the
Army. Yeah, but he did it last year and nobody said shit. Now all of a sudden it's a big deal. That's what I'm saying.
Because it got caught on social media.
Someone saw something.
Was he the
coach? I'm not saying it's okay that he fought dogs. I'm not saying that it's okay that whatever. Then fine, write him off. I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fine. My whole point is like, that dude was Jeffrey.
Yeah,
he's fighting dogs.
Yeah, he's paying his dues,
pretty much. I think I understand the argument that there may be some overlap between people who, to this day, still have horrible things to say about Colin Kaepernick for kneeling. And right, and for that, Kaepernick has been pretty much, like, exiled from the NFL.
Ostracized. Right? Like,
but then...
lost his career, his money, his whatever. Yeah. All just because he was protesting a good cause.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just funny. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's just funny how some things stick to some people and then other people can do the most heinous fucking shit and it's let go 2 minutes later.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. You know what? I can't comment on this. I'll let y'all do y'all thing.
No, you, like...
So, no. I'm not saying...
Yeah,
like,
how do you feel about it? Do you think
he should be... Like, I get it.
I can't be mad at people...
For wanting to write them off. Okay.
And I can't tell people they're wrong for wanting to have a petition to
yeah, it was Michael Vick. It was Michael Vick last year.
Prevent him from
being a part of it.
Because of their feelings towards what he did, right? But at the same time, I understand that there are much worse things that people get away with and they're still allowed to participate in the NFL and nobody cares.
Exactly.
So I was
like, you can straight up punch your wife in the face on videotape.
Yeah.
It's straight.
I mean, we can talk about the kicker
You can fight your wife.
We can talk about the kicker a couple years, either last year or the year before, who was caught multiple times for domestic violence. Yeah. And it wasn't until the state was like, okay, or the city was like, okay, y'all aren't doing anything about it. We're going to file charges now. Now we'll do something about
it. But let's get it correct, though. Let's get it straight. The NFL, for once, is being consistent. You know, they're not really paying attention to the protest anyways. They're saying he could do it.
But the thing about... Okay, so...
Because the NFL...
So Lydia brought up a really good point. So we were. So she commented on something, and instead of actually having a conversation on Facebook, which I think I will never do again, I hit her up directly. And she goes, to be fair, people are stupid for saying they're going to boycott the NFL. There are players in the NFL who have raped and beaten humans and should also be cause a boycott if that's the thing people are going to want to get up in arms about. I don't care one way or another about Michael Vick or whether he's a captain or not, but I will not excuse what he did as a mistake.
No,
my thing, and she made an incredible point there with both things, like you guys talking about, like the things that people in the NFL have done and how they've raped, murdered, and it's like, oh well,
like literally murdered.
Yeah, literally murdered.
Yeah.
Perjured. Like, you know what I mean? And they're like, we'll forget what happened.
So here's my only thing about it, though. Like I said, so like what my argument is why is it that maybe he did do this, right?
Yes.
Maybe he fought dogs. He did whatever.
He did.
Maybe. I'm saying, okay.
Hypothetically.
No, I'm not saying hypothetically.
No, I'm saying if he did or he didn't.
No, I'm saying, if they caught it on camera. I'm saying, why can't he come back from that? Why can't he reform?
And that's why can't my question.
So, like, people always complain, right? Like, that, like...
You did your time.
That was a long time ago. Blah, blah, blah. But, like, this keeps on coming back for him. Has he done it again?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Has he been arrested for it again?
Right.
Has he gone back to jail? Has he violated parole? Has he done anything else that indicates that he's not reformed?
Well, someone brings up a good point
he didn't go to prison, seek counseling.
Ken brought up a really good point that he's been nothing but a model citizen since then. He's been the epitome of what you'd want someone to be after they've committed a crime. Now, don't get me wrong. If you rape someone, go fuck yourself. There is, personally, there's no coming back from that. I don't think you can do something that heinous and then come back from that. I don't care how much time you serve. Now, this is my opinion because it's one human to another. When someone says stop and you don't stop and you know it's unwanted and you keep doing it, that's just disgusting. That's my personal opinion. Now, someone can feel the same way about dogfighting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So people do feel the same way.
People do, yes, thank you. People do feel the same way about dogfighting. But personally, like when I look at someone like the douchebag who raped that woman over by the dumpster and got was supposed to get 3 months in jail and got, I think, 90 days and got out, the swimmer cunt.
You know, 90 days is...
Yeah, 3 months.
Oh, is it? Then it was 6 years. Then it was six. Then it was six. Then it was six.
Well, he raped somebody. He should have been seeing at least like 20 years.
Yeah. So yeah. So it was 6 months, and he got 90.
He raped an unconscious woman. The men who caught him were crying on stand because it was so heinous.
Yeah.
And his dad said, "It should ruin my son's life."
Essentially, boys will be boys.
Wait, but.
Fuck you.
But how rich is his dad?
How white is his dad?
How rich?
I'm just glad
his name probably Chip.
Yeah. So.
I'm glad the Olympic Committee was like, oh no, you'll never be in the Olympics. Go fuck yourself. So I'm glad that the Olympic Committee took a stand and was like, no.
Which is shocking. Like, kudos to them because
no, the Olympic Committee
they have a very strong moral
policy. Yeah, the Olympic Committee is completely different. Yeah. They will strip you of your medals. They'll take you off the fucking record book and stuff like that.
I mean, they banned Russia from the Olympics.
Yeah. So, I mean, isn't Russia kind of banned from everything?
They're not banned from selling guns.
But
can I say that?
Putin already has all your information, bro. It's good.
Yo, Putin, check out my porn vids. You'll enjoy them.
It's one beef I do have with the narrative surrounding a lot of these things. Like, I don't really like comparing, like, one case to another.
To another, I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because everything's different.
Yeah, yeah. And again, like, surprise, rich white people get away with a lot of shit.
All the time.
I didn't mean to shock the audience. I know this is new to everybody.
All the time. So here's my question. What would y'all want him to do?
What do you mean?
Die.
No, really?
Die. Kill himself.
I mean, this would seem
I feel like there's some people that are like that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, it's not about what he did as far as, you know, him, you know, being involved in dogfighting, but it's just the fact that you just want to see another human suffer.
Well, but yeah, maybe.
And also, like you said, like, right, he grew up in that. That was the culture. That was whatever. He continued to do it. He made whatever, found out, like, went to prison, made a mistake, and now he's grown. He's changed. He's matured. He's not fucking fighting dogs right now. Like,
right, and
he's not even fucked up shit.
A lot of people
he's
that
like,
I hear,
fuck, I fucked up. That wasn't okay.
A lot of people on my personal timeline that I see, like, very vehemently against him.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't really commented on it because, again, like, my feelings on this are a little complicated. But,
yeah.
You know, but people that are very vehemently against him, I guarantee you they're going to grow up in a culture that had this type
that
of
type of mentality. It was okay, but it was just the
it was bad.
Animal,
and, like, and let's get it right. There's a lot of people in our community, especially nowadays, that grew up around that are freaking dog lovers that would never do like they love pit bulls, they love Rotties. Like
but that's what I'm not saying
so,
that it was okay.
So they don't
in
they
any
don't
way.
Know so they don't know an uncle or a cousin
who did that.
Who did that
yeah.
and
that's how
and
his family
exactly.
and did whatever. Yeah.
Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot harder for people to have empathy for something they have no way of gate. Like, no, yeah, they don't have a human experience with these people. They don't see these people. They just see them as violent individuals that harmed an innocent creature.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they're seeing. That's all they see. So me trying to use some empathy, I'm like, okay, that's how you guys view it. But at the same time, and me kind of, I'm like, yo, that's fucked up what he did. But at the same time, I also have the life experiences that kind of feed my empathy towards Michael Vick, where I'm like, he did do the time, right? It wasn't a mistake, right?
No.
He should have been punished for what he did.
Yeah.
But you know what? Give him a chance.
to prove himself.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
I don't know, like, is he asking for more dogs? Right, so I just don't fucking understand. It's like, I don't.
Like, what the big deal is.
Yes.
Like, he's not like, torturing dogs on the football field.
It's nuts.
Because people just want his life to be over now.
And that's what I'm saying. So
but that's the problem with our society.
Exactly.
Like, but, well, because he's a black man.
But we feel
like
they don't.
If it was fucking Tom Brady,
yeah.
Oh my God,
people wouldn't feel this way.
Well, he learned his. He wouldn't miss a fucking
if
game.
If Tom Brady killed the dog,
he'd miss four games.
Do you know how white people feel about dogs?
He'd miss four games.
I do know about
he'd
how
miss
white people feel about
four
dogs.
Games tops.
But
I think the one thing Donald Trump can do to get his people against him is kill a dog.
He'd miss four games.
Listen, I understand. Listen, I understand that. I'm just saying, not everybody has that mentality. Like.
You're right.
Like,
damn it, Wade.
Our puppy.
Let's
just because we made them into pets because that's what we decided doesn't mean that's how everybody feels. It's a fucking dog.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I get it.
Wait, hold
I understand.
On. Well, and let's.
It's a fucking animal.
Let's not pigeonhole a whole culture to one stereotype.
Listen.
I mean, they don't. You know, there's a lot of cultures.
That eat random shit.
Things that we call pets and stuff.
That's
like that.
What I'm saying.
But we.
I'm
don't
just
live,
using that as an example.
But we don't live in that culture.
But we're not like freaking out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But,
it's just like most people didn't live in that culture
yeah,
either.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
And then people in there's Hindus in India that freaking stone people
for eating
freaking
cow.
The cow, right?
Because
so,
it's sacred.
But so we can't.
As you're fucking eating your like double cheeseburger because that's how America is. Like dripping down your face.
I want a double fucking cheeseburger.
Exactly. Listen, I've eaten since 3 a.m. I want a fucking double cheeseburger.
So
double cheeseburger sounds
day.
Fucking amazing right now.
And I love your wife, but we're going to have to probably edit that.
Let Lizzo.
What'd you say?
Let's talk about later.
At right. The end of the day.
It's a real, that's a real thing.
Okay.
It's not fake. Why? Why does it have to be edited? You can pause it. I don't care.
No, I was looking for something else.
No, Javier, what's your pause?
And started living in my thick skin. Cause they gon' blast you for your ashiness and ugliness. But got no words when you be basking in your loveliness. Stone sticks, nah, they just loading lips with hatred on the holotip to rat-attach your confidence. Pull up to your trophy case and flap at your accomplishments. So serenade them with grenades of accolades. They got Mac and leather mouths and they tongues 12 gaze. I deflect what they're projecting and subject them to my Luke Cage rage. If that's what it's gon' take, they thinking you ain't bred for this. They praying that you break. Haters will say a lady ain't the greatest tennis player. After 20 plus grand slams later, they still shade her. The basis, her gender, a racist agenda. Perplexed by her complexion, but she's built for this. I'm flexing with Serena's demeanor. That's why I keep me a Nina, but not the strap. I actually meant the soul of a singer. Cause I refuse to leave bleeding if I'm bleeding on the leaves. I got a Sharpie to a sheet and I'm skinning a 16. Set a writing utensil on fire, press it against you. Quarterize the wound, fortify the living tissue. The rubber glue rhetoric is way too simple. See, my words don't stick to they get so.
And we're back. We had to take a quick pause because some things were said and some things will be edited out. And I will leave it at that. So I'm going to move on to the next topic. And this is going to be the greatest topic ever because I just want to see.
You did realize that she wanted to say
something.
No.
Say what you want. No. I can.
Now.
Go ahead. No, say what you
want
to
say. I'm eating some cookies and I feel better.
No, say, if you really got something to say, you can say it. Like, it's no big deal.
No, I just want everybody to mind a goddamn business.
Oh.
I just want everybody to mind a goddamn
business. No,
that Lizzo wear a thong. That big coach. If
you know,
messing up your life, shut the fuck up.
Now, funny you say that about people minding their own business. Mm-hmm. Do you know who Greta Thunberg is?
I don't know anybody.
Javi, do you know who Greta Thunberg is?
I do.
Who's Greta Thunberg?
She's Donald Trump's kryptonite.
Can you explain that, please?
All right, so she is. I'm not. Can you say her name one more time? Because I'm gonna like.
Okay.
Greta Thunberg.
So, she is a young climate activist who has been very vocal on trying to explain to the world the dire needs for changes to the way that we emit, you know, greenhouse gases and stuff like that. Pretty
yes.
much, she's young. And she realizes that there's probably not going to be much of a world left for her in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, there's a segment of this country that friggin' hate her. And she's like, I don't know her age, but she's between like 9 and 15 or something like that. Like,
she's young.
She's
like
very
12?
Young, yeah, or something like that. Yeah. Which is...
What, so people here don't like her?
Wait,
so
that...
people, not just people here, but like people on the right of the political spectrum. So
why do you think that is?
Well, they believe that global warming
Is it real? Yeah.
And so, for some reason, they feel like it's appropriate to say some of the most heinous things about a freaking child.
Oh, it's
but
funny.
It's okay.
It's funny you should bring that up. So, AEW wrestler Jake I'm a Cunt Hager said, "Do you know what a joke you have become? Have always been what? Read that because that's
or probably it. Have always you, been my short.
Do you know
man.
What a joke you have become or probably have always been?
There's no probably. This is
and
prob.
Then
prob shorthand. You old bastard.
And then he spelled have lowercase
so,
h uppercase a. Lowercase
so he's
b.
making fun of her trying to say she sounds like she has a mental illness. Fuck him. He can suck all the unwanted dicks. I hope he gets fucked by a cactus.
Wait, what is AS supposed to stand for?
No, like, it's capital letters. Like, you know when you do that thing, it's like, when someone goes, you shouldn't put ketchup on french fries, someone goes, you shouldn't put ketchup on french fries. You know what I mean? That type
yeah.
of thing.
I don't think that's what it... I
that's
think.
Exactly what it... Because that's what the text looks like in a meme like that. He's basically making fun of her because she looks like she's on...
Oh, that's what that is?
Yes.
She is on the spectrum, I believe.
Yes, and he's making
I
fun of her.
I thought they did the AS because of, like, Asperger's or, like...
Maybe he is, but even if he is,
I thought that's why he was doing.
But
like
even
Asperger's
syndrome. He's a big fuck. He's an asshole.
Yeah,
and he's a big MAGA supporter. He can suck all the fucking dicks in the world.
And that's
all the
why
unwanted
like these people, like a lot of, and again,
who makes fun of a child?
Wait. So there's adults.
Yes.
Bullying.
Yes.
Grown ass motherfucking men.
Grown ass men.
Bullying a genius child who actually is
wants to help the world
and trying to yeah
and terrified about
well,
our
wait,
future.
Well, wait, so you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me that there are
adult like,
men who have the time in their day
yes
to retweet a uh-huh. child's
yes.
tweet
yes.
to reply to them
yes
in bully formation
yes
and on top of that make fun of her mental status
yes
and these people also have like lots of money too
yeah.
yeah fuck him
I'm doing something wrong right
no you're doing everything right you're doing everything right fuck this guy I specifically brought this up specifically to say fuck him hey Jake Yeager you could probably whoop my ass but fuck you you're a cunt suck all the unwanted dicks I hope you get raped by a fucking cactus fuck him. I don't give a fuck at all.
Oh, so he should have a gorilla?
Fuck him. No. He should have his dick bit off. Who does that to a fucking child?
Your president?
Yeah.
Fuck him too. Fuck Fuckboy 45.
Did he just do something?
He made fun of her too.
Coming at her, like, yeah. Since he got on the scene.
Which I don't understand like how time. People can like sit and support him. Like, and he's literally
no,
coming at a child.
Yeah. No, but she should be coming back at these people. Right?
No, I know, which is great. Yeah. Like, it's wonderful.
Her IQ is
bigger than his.
Yeah, it's a lot larger.
Her IQ is larger than probably his whole cabinet.
My IQ is huge. I have the highest IQ in the world. My IQ is somewhere between 4 and 10. Fuck him.
That sounds about right.
That's a pretty good impression.
About right.
Fuck him, man. Look, that shit...
Shit, I almost voted for you.
Okay. Speaking of... Speaking of fucking MAGA supporters, Kanye West, what the fuck is up with the Silver Surfer shit that he was trying to do? I don't understand what he was doing. I don't get it. What was that? Where was he even? I was like, why is this happening?
So, thanks to the beauty of the internet, there's a couple of memes that have some theories. One, he may be the Silver Surfer, and Donald Trump might be Galactus.
Okay.
He may be a ghetto Zordon.
Oh, okay.
I did
yeah.
see that one.
He might have hit one of those green exclamation point Mario boxes that turn you into metal.
Wait, there's one that does that.
Yes, it sure does.
He might be the evil Terminator from Terminator 2.
He could be the Tin Man.
The House Nigga 5000?
House Nigga 5000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Didn't they put him next to CeeLo Green though?
Hey yo man, have you seen this genius?
I fucking
can't. That nigga.
Fuck him too.
I was like, why is he dressed like that? I don't understand.
Some artsy shit. I don't know.
I thought you should have become
a nerd or something. I don't know. It's like a nativity play that he did with his choir. And they all were like silver.
Wait, excuse me?
Yeah.
That was a nativity play?
Something
like that. And God said, "Let me make you platinum."
Damn right. Damn right.
Like I don't fucking understand.
Damn.
Is that why he's silver? Because he's platinum.
It's like a silver mine nutted all over him.
I don't even fucking understand that. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this?
He got jizzed on by an old school thermostat.
Shit.
He forgot how to make a baked potato.
Hey, yo, Kim. Yo, Kim Kardashian, can you wrap me up a Reynolds wrap?
Yeah. I'm trying to make a baked potato.
He got lost in a reenaction of The Wiz.
Oh shit!
Fucking Kanye. That dude just
OD'd
one day.
He OD'd on that shit in Mad Max.
Oh shit!
He just sprying that shit. Oh, what a lovely day! Oh, what a lovely day!
What's it? I forgot the name of the villain, but yeah, that's him. He is the villain.
You know what's funny? He'd be, you know, knowing Kanye West, he'd be happy just being the dude trapped on the front. Like, you see me? I'm in front of everybody. I'm chained up to a truck, but I'm in front of everybody.
So, wait, like, so people are writing him off now, right?
Writing who?
No.
Off? No. Kanye West? No,
he's still rolling with him.
He's probably got more people.
I'm just saying. But are people still buying his shit
and his
same-looking clothes? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. There's a certain segment. Like really, really rich international students love Kanye West clothing and fuck boys.
And fuck boys.
Wait. They like fuck boys or they like fuck boys?
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Fuck boys is a certain segment of the community that wears earbuds and Kanye West sneakers.
Yo, those are the ugliest fucking sneakers I've ever seen in my life, by the way.
Yeah, you don't know about the drip.
Drip, drip?
Drip, drip, drip.
I hate to break it, that's called, I think it's gonorrhea or is it chlamydia that gives you the drip, drip.
Right, you don't want to wear a pair of $500 Crocs with Kanye West's name on it?
No.
Wait, what, they have those?
Yeah.
I did see this girl in the club with one of his Confederate outfits on.
Yeah, slave owners were misunderstood.
Oh, I am dead serious.
You didn't know Kanye West said slave owners were misunderstood?
No.
Like after...
Whoa. Stop. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that.
He didn't say that, but I'm just...
Oh, yeah,
he really didn't know.
Slavery was a choice. So this is what happened.
Slavery was a choice.
A bunch of African people came over here to America and was like, listen, enslave me.
I want to pick your cotton. But
hundreds of years.
Yes.
There's a little jacket with the Confederate flag hat.
It's a jeans jacket and it had a Confederate flag. And she was black.
Yo, you guys don't understand the genius of Kanye West, man.
Stupid idiot!
Yeah, then she turned around. I think it says Yeezus or some shit like that on like the sleeve or something like that.
And she was good with that.
Oh, that shit was fake.
That one, that one might have
been. Was she fucking retarded?
Because Kim's not rolling with that. Don't try to.
Yes, she is. That
no. She's not doing anything.
Well, because he's fucking up a brand. I get what you're saying. Yeah. That bitch does not care that it has anything to do with him being a fucking retard or racist.
No. What I'm saying is she won't wear that.
Because she's fucking dumb.
No, she won't wear that. Her brand is Kim, dumb. Kim's not dumb. She's smart enough to know, oh, you can wear that shit. And that's why when she went on the Kardashian was like, you're doing your thing and I'm doing mine. She said that specifically to separate herself from everything else Kanye West is doing. So she, that like you said, it's fake.
She still looks fucking stupid. She married that man. And appropriate
grief. Maria, you're an intelligent woman who actually is using common sense.
You think that she's actually not smart?
No.
Yeah. I honestly think she is.
No.
I honestly wouldn't think she is.
Her mother does also shit.
Trust me, I think she's smarter than people let it off to be.
Me too. I think she's a facade.
I do. I honestly think
it's... I really do. I think it's a facade. I think she did like him. I don't think she knew realized how crazy he actually was.
No, she's a good wife.
Yeah, she is. I mean, she has kids with him now, so Zara, you know.
She's a good wife.
She got to wash the jeans and that shit.
You think so?
So, yes. I'm going to say this now. I'm going to make two bold statements right now. One, within the next 2 years, they'll be divorced. Kanye West will end up marrying a dark-skinned Christian woman. You heard it here first.
No, he's definitely gonna marry like some
No. That'll hurt his image in the black community and like
doesn't matter, Mark.
Trust me.
Oh, like he's going to the White House, sucking Mark. Donald Trump's dick?
He's going to the White House, Mark. He's running for president in 2022.
Oh god. And niggas will vote for his dumb ass too.
That's gonna be, I swear to God, I'm moving to another country. I can't.
What other country? They're all trash.
And I'm buying an island. Can we just buy an island?
I'm good.
Australia?
Let's save some money.
Australia?
I'm
Want to buy in Australia?
I'm not going to fucking Australia.
Oh, that's another thing. I think all the bullshit snakes, bugs, and spiders. No, it didn't record though. Right. The snakes, bugs, and spiders that are in Australia, I think it's bullshit. I think they're saying that stuff so Americans don't come over there. I think it's all bullshit, and I think it's fucking...
Depends on what type of Americans they want over there, because if you're talking about all those things, some Americans are definitely attracted to that and will definitely go over
and
there.
Let me get this straight.
And they're cool with that, because they're not the dumbasses who are like, I don't want
You believe in the Loch Ness Monster and unicorns.
Yeah. I don't believe in unicorns. Get it right. I believe in the Loch Ness Monster, and I believe that there are mermaid-esque beings... Farther than now, they want to say they don't look like Ariel. They look like some fucking monsters, and I'm telling you, they fucking.
But kangaroos are fake,
huh?
But kangaroos are fake.
Kangaroos are real.
Spiders are fake.
No, spiders are real too. I think the giant fucking spiders they're talking about that like our biggest trash cans aren't fucking real.
I think that's real.
Me too.
I love you, old man.
It's factual. Right?
All right. Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
Damn it, Wade.